Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There are few things better than sinking your teeth into an RPG. The genre offers a level of escapism that your standard FPS or platformer simply can't compete with. And with most RPGs nowadays boasting enough content to keep you busy for well over hundreds and hundreds of hours on a single playthrough, there's an awful lot of role-playing out there to be had. In fact, RPGs have reached such a height of popularity that most games now feature at least some element of role-playing. No mechanic has permeated quite as far as the skill tree, for example. And we all love customizing our characters' aesthetics in whatever style tickles our fancy. And then there's something to be said about being given multiple approaches to gameplay that just begs for us to embark on another playthrough. So you know what? Let's pay homage to the greatest of genres today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 greatest RPG video games, and say it with me, kids, of all time! Number 10, Baldur's Gate 2. Initially released in 2000, Baldur's Gate 2 is one of only a handful of RPGs that still boasts a respectable player base to this very day. Baldur's Gate 2 pioneered many of the tropes that we've since come to expect from an RPG, including party-based combat and a deep, rich lore which players are actively encouraged to explore. Drawing heavy inspiration from tabletop RPGs, Baldur's Gate 2 perfectly captures everything that has made the fantasy genre so beloved. With gameplay that still feels fresh and challenging and plenty of choices regarding character creation, classes and morality, this title has got so much content before you've even finished its tutorial. But Baldur's Gate 2 isn't just an outstanding example of everything an RPG should be on paper, but it's filled to the brim with NPCs and side quests, and a full run through of this title is estimated to take anywhere between 200 to 300 hours. Now how's that for value? And if you fancy it, pick up the enhanced edition because, oh me oh my, this is the best this game has ever looked and the best it's ever played. Number 9, Dark Souls. The game that took the world by storm and sparked a wave of copycats, From Software's 2011 effort was met with universal acclaim. Notorious for being one of the most punishing video games ever made at the time of release, Dark Souls brought a little challenge back to the RPG genre. Gone were the days of a hero that could amass hundreds of wounds before finally falling in combat, and a whole generation of players learned exactly why games had always given us the ability to block. Set in the Kingdom of Lordran, Dark Souls boasts a rich story that is hidden below the surface, making players work to discover little context clues here and there instead of thrusting it in their faces with page after page of text. Dark Souls proved that sometimes in an RPG, less can be more, and instead of filling the game's world with hours upon hours of content, it simply upped the difficulty and challenged players to be better, bringing a sense of accomplishment back to the genre. Number 8, South Park: The Stick of Truth. When South Park: The Stick of Truth was released in 2014, it wasn't expected to make much of a splash. After all, South Park hadn't exactly lent itself well to video games, with a handful of uninteresting offerings lost to the ages, and even the show's biggest fans refused to get their hopes up. But what we actually got was remarkably competent, hilariously funny, and an incredibly addictive RPG. With the game's fantasy elements cleverly injected as a game being played by the children of South Park, The Stick of Truth was at once able to offer gameplay that felt familiar while simultaneously poking fun at the genre in traditional South Park style. The Stick of Truth was a title that even people with only a passing knowledge of the show could pick up and enjoy. But there were also countless Easter eggs and interactions thrown in to enrich the experience for more well-versed fans. Another notable feature was the game's use of turn-based combat, which was a surprising addition that set the game apart from other similar titles. The perfect blend of fantasy and childish humor made Stick of Truth an absolutely brilliant underrated gem. Number 7, Vampire: The Masquerade – Bloodlines. Vampires have featured in countless video games and usually rear their head in one form or another in almost every fantasy title, usually as mindless or at least evil enemies. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines takes place in a dark gothic world in which vampires have formed an underground society that hides its existence from humans. The player takes on the role of a fledgling vampire that can join any number of vampire clan. Ambitiously written and impressively grand, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines presented us with an unprecedented level of choice and interaction with the game world, and barring a few bugs here and there, it did so in an unbelievably atmospheric fashion. Unfortunately, this game dropped at the same time as Half-Life 2 way back in 2004, and combined with early reports of the game's numerous bugs, it didn't sell particularly well, under 80,000 copies in fact. But thankfully, Vampire the Masquerade's Bloodlines has since gone on to be something of a cult classic, and has also become regarded as one of the finest RPG titles ever made. Yes, it's that good. Number 6, Mass Effect 2. BioWare's first Mass Effect game was a solid RPG that sci-fi fans latched onto as the next big thing. Were they right? Oh boy, were they ever. Building upon all of Mass Effect 1's strengths and streamlining its flaws made for what is widely considered one of the best RPGs ever made. Seriously, Mass Effect 2 has got it all. Great writing, a high-stakes story, relatable companions, and gameplay that makes you feel like the biggest badass ever to walk the universe. Factor in the staggering amount of choices and influence that we possess over the game's outcome, as well as the fate of its characters, and you've got a recipe for a truly outstanding game. And it's epic as all hell. I mean, you're literally brought back from dead and then have to take on colossal Lovecraftian machine monsters that are intent on wiping the galaxy clean of sentient life. That's just bloody brilliant. Number 5, Dragon Age Origins. Having long since proved that they knew their way around crafting a solid RPG, BioWare's 2009 effort, Dragon Age Origins, rose up from nowhere to sit with all the big boys of fantasy storytelling. Dragon Age Origins details the struggles of a Grey Warden, legendary warriors drafted to fight an ancient threat, which takes the form of the Blight, an onslaught of darkspawn that is led by an archdemon. Designed to have RPG fans hooked right off the bat, Origins' character creation menu alone has players excited to experience the rest of the game. Given a choice of race, class, and origin story, as well as all the general aesthetic fiddling, players entered a world that is handcrafted around them, and were given the ability to shape the events unfolding instead of just experiencing them. With so many choices to make, companions to find, and even conversations to have, Dragon Age Origins was literally filled to the brim with content, and all of it was fresh, well-written, and engaging. Number 4, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Now, as we all know, The Witcher had long existed before the Witcher video game series had come about, but had not had quite the same impact. Despite a number of books, comics, a Polish movie and TV show, and two previous titles in the series, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt took the gaming industry by storm, and for a number of months, it was all anyone could talk about. The Witcher 3 took the pre-existing stories and seemingly used every single part of them to create one of the richest and most engaging game worlds ever conceived. You can hardly turn a corner without a contract to fulfill, a monster to murder, or bandit to rough up. And that's all without even mentioning one of the game's biggest assets, Gwent. It might seem like just another in-game minigame designed to act as a small distraction, but after it captured the attention of players for far, far longer than intended, it became a game in its own right. For a game to be so popular that its minigame spawned its own game, that just, it boggles the mind. Number 3, Fallout New Vegas. Come on, guys, of course I was going to talk about Fallout New Vegas. It's my favourite Fallout game. It's just goddamn good, and every time I get to talk about it, I get to remind Bethesda that they didn't have a bloody hand in it. Yes, that's right, Obsidian, the makers of The Outer Worlds, which again is also fantastic, crafted this in such a short time frame, but with such love and care that it is almost astounding. The area of the Mojave is just utterly fantastic to explore, and you feel, although desolate in its appearance, is constantly teeming with life and threat. The missions are so well written and designed, the characters so utterly lovable and memorable, and the climactic battles that you will have are improved by all of the small tweaks that they made from Fallout 3 going forward. I cannot recommend this game enough, and it has some of the best DLC expansion packs going. And if you fancy watching an old man struggle through it, then I'm actually going through it at the moment on Live and Let's Dice, but I've added in a ton of mods, including a load of Warhammer 40k ones. So yeah, swing by, check it out, thank me later. Number 2, Final Fantasy VII. No, this is the thing. There's always going to be the argument over which is better, Final Fantasy 7, 6, or 9 if you're an absolute out-there mad lad. But the thing is, though, there's so many good ones to choose from, you should just really just say the Final Fantasy franchise, for the most part, excluding 13, because... ooh. But anyway, let's just stick with Final Fantasy 7, because it was released in 1997 to worldwide acclaim, and is seen as one of the greatest and most influential video games ever made. It's the game that cemented the JRPG as a staple of the video game industry, and truly sold the Western world on the merits of such a genre, with many citing it as one of their earliest experiences with the genre, and loving every moment of it. It's not difficult to understand why, though. Despite the limitations of the hardware at the time, Final Fantasy VII was lauded for its visuals, audio, and story, and it still holds up remarkably well even today. Final Fantasy VII is a rare example of a game that is universally loved, and despite its age, is still one of the best respected RPGs ever created. And number 1, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. With the Star Wars movies being one of the most well-recognized and successful film franchises, and say it with me, kids, of all time, it makes sense that it should have a successful video game franchise as well. And you know what? For a long old time, it definitely did. Even with a few hit-and-miss titles, the Star Wars video games are remarkably good. But then came the absolute masterclass that was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Released in 2003 and set in a galaxy far, far away, this game told the story of galactic struggles that took place thousands of years before the events of the Skywalker saga, giving fans an insight into the history of the world that they'd come to love, as well as giving themselves more creative freedom. The developers at BioWare, yes, them again, absolutely nailed the feel of the Star Wars franchise without including any existing characters from the movie. KOTOR has since become something of a how-to for RPGs based on existing franchises, and it is still enjoyed by fans over 17 years on from its release. Not bad, considering that it was almost released as a tie-in for Attack of the Clones. Ugh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.